It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has the look. Monica Bothan in the studio with us for Fashionista Friday. You're looking fallish there, Monica.
Oh, I am cozy, comfortable today.
All right.
Yeah, it feels good. It's a crisp fall day.
That's right. And you look awake. Had a big day yesterday, didn't you?
I came home last night and I could barely walk in the door. And my husband goes, "How's it going then?" And I'm like, "Good." It's just I had dropped when I was packing up my vehicle to come to the awesome Pampered Stroll. Plus, I was blessed with business before I left. I posted it on Facebook that I'd be there till 3. So I was actually busy in my store.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I dropped something on my toe.
Oh, ouch.
But, you know, no need to sit and worry about a toe. Oh, my gosh. Just keep going, Monica. Come on now.
Just put on some of them comfortable shoes.
Oh, well, I had the comfortable shoes on, right. But that hurt kind of hurt. So I kind of doctored it up when I got home, but I'm ready to go again.
All right.
What a great, great event for Madison.
And Pampered Stroll last
awesome.
Night.
Awesome.
Yeah. And you were located where?
The United Prairie Bank on Main Street. And the ladies there that work there are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met the sweetest, sweetest Kayla that sells these food kits. And I'm not sure the exact name.
Yep.
But I'm going to put it on Facebook later. And I was blessed to get a kit. And I can't wait to use it this weekend. There's all these different seasonings that you could, and meal planning and... So what a great mix. So, you know, I can't really take in the Pampered Stroll because I'm working. But guess what? It was so fun to be able to do that at the bank. So kudos. And they gave me some flowers. And it was just a wonderful event. And all the strollers that came through were happy and having fun with their friends. And they were having fellowship. And we were just having a blast. And kudos. I thought it was awesome event.
Awesome. Great. Good event. We had some fun here at the radio station, too. Maynard, mostly. But it was fun. Monica likes to take your questions, and we're going to fall fashion questions.
I want a fall fashion question,
So if you have a fall fashion question out there, pick up the phone and give us a call right now. Maynard will take your question, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And the first winner gets...
a $25 gift certificate from Monica's.
First caller, I should say.
First caller. And you know what I have to always... What I have to say again, it's just sentimental today.
It is. Why is
you
that?
You know, I just want to thank all the farming wives that have texted me in the last...
All
3 days.
All the what wives?
The farming wives.
Farming.
All the farmers' wives. A lot of those wives wanted to come to this Pampered Stroll. But, you know, their duties are to help in the field.
Right.
So, you know, it's so cute. I had so many texts, and I'm like, just because you're not here doesn't mean you can't get something.
Right.
So, you know, we can work it out, you know, where they can come and pick it up in the store, or I'll deliver it to them. But, you know, kudos to everybody during harvest for a safe and happy, healthy harvest. And
good.
It's just been a...
And you got
wonderful
the,
week.
You got the Meander coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, so meander on into Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson while you're looking at all the other studios in town.
Yep, that's for
which
sure.
Which is awesome.
And that's a big event. So once again, Monica would like a fall question, 598-7301, and the first caller gets a nice $25 gift certificate from Monica's.
Yes, and you know, last night we were just having so much fun, and right now, women don't know what to wear, and layering is great. Like, look at me, I can take off this vest because I have a little bit
there,
of a hot
Monica.
Flash. A sweatshirt isn't usually what I wear, but this is a lighter weight one from Lake Girl. It's like you call French Terry.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got that lightweight vest that I had over it.
This is what Monica's wearing.
Yes, because everyone, what is Monica wearing? This is so comfortable. Then I have my rip and repair cuff jeans in. And then my furry cruisers are on.
Furry,
animal print.
Furry
they
cruisers.
They have fur inside of them.
Maynard's in the studio grossing us out with his smoothie.
You know, they are. You know, they look green, worse than they are. They're kind of tasty.
Green smoothie that Deb makes them every morning.
Yeah, they're kind of tasty.
There's spinach and blueberries in it. And
that's awesome.
He can have that.
That's awesome.
All right, thanks for the phone calls. We're getting phone calls in
today.
Well,
that's awesome. So, yeah, the cruisers, like I always say, cruise on into Monica's. Well, I got these. Look at these ones now. I just get so carried away. We had vests and we had sweaters last night, but ponchos are huge again. Layering pieces and these lightweight acid wash cotton 3/4 sleeve shirts I got for women that maybe think, oh, poncho's too hot. Grab one of these t-shirts to go underneath. It's 3/4 sleeve or long. Just like the one you have in your hand. That was a hot one last night with the daisy in the front.
It's got to have a blue with a big daisy
on the
front.
And we've got it on Facebook.
Yep.
So you can look at it. That I could have had 100 last night and sold them all. Everybody wanted that print. And it's so cute. It's that acid wash cotton that you can throw on and be just comfortable.
That's right. You can check that out that Monica's talking about on my personal Paul Ramos Facebook page.
And then look at this. You get this little silver cruiser shoe. So, you know, for your vacationers, this shoe would be the shoe. It's an espadrille, cruiser espadrille. It's silver with tan on the outside. Mm-hmm. I have a new sales rep, and she was said, Monica, these I think are for you. So I ordered them, got them in, and called back and said, I'll take whatever you have left.
Awesome.
I want them all.
Okay.
Because this is, look at how cute that is.
It is.
And guess what? You don't have to take 12 pairs of shoes with. Look at how it goes with everything here. It
goes with everything you brought in today.
Everything. One shoe. Do it, ladies. It gets too stressful if you take too many shoes with. It just does.
I like this shoe.
That was
here.
My hot pick. The bandana front.
It's a red bandana.
Yep, and that's on the page too. Paula's on the ball. For some reason, my phone told me my storage is full. I take too much. I take too many pictures, so I have to take time and cancel some of those out.
Yep.
But anyway, this is a brown suede, red sole, Minnesota friendly, and then the little bandana front.
Yep.
And those are too cute. My size was sold out, so I can't get them. I mean, I could get the smaller size, but ooh, those toes wouldn't like it.
That red bandana color there, it reminds me of my mom. She used to put Vicks Vapor Rub on my chest and throat and then wrap one of them red bandanas around.
Yeah, but those were the days. And it
but
made
that's
you,
what it looks like.
Yeah, and it made you feel better. Yeah. But these are great, too, to throw on with denim. People that go to Arizona or anywhere traveling, they're just wonderful. And I can't say enough. I kind of have quite a few pair. But, like, a lot of pairs.
Lots of pairs.
Like, if they come in and they're my size, I get them.
You get them.
Yes. But I'm on my feet pretty much all day.
Yep.
And then I go into my house or water my flowers. So, yeah, they're a hot pick.
All right.
Another thing that was really good was this tunic here that's charcoal gray. And it has little buttons on the side. How cute is that?
That's buttons on the side
there. Little buttons. And it's flowy. And it's what women like. And I paired it up with a fur scarf just for the cooler days. Now, these are all fun meander outfits. Come on, ladies.
Yeah.
You know, if nothing else, get a new outfit to meander it. The meander.
There you go. Hey, here's our first question, Monica. Thanks for the calls.
Yeah, thank you. While I'm rambling.
That's actually a great question.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
Can you wear cowboy boots with a dress?
Of course. Girlfriend, that is so awesome
to ask. How about to a wedding? Can you wear cowboy boots to a wedding?
Of course.
With a dress.
Yes. So here's my scoop. So let's say the weather is... Well, it's warm in KLQP right now. Let's say the weather is like today. How's that? You probably could get by. It depends on if you get cold, if you're a hot mess like me.
Mm-hmm.
You could put those boots on with the dress. Okay, so you could either put a legging or a tight with them, or you could wear a bare leg with them because nylons are out.
Okay.
So, it depends on what dress it is, too.
What do you mean?
Like, what if it's a lacy, fun dress and you got these cute high boots on and hardly anything shows of your leg, let's say.
Okay.
Why not just leave them bare?
Okay.
Unless you're going to be cold. And what I say a rule of thumb is wear the under stuff right away if you think you might get, you know, and you can always ditch it.
Okay.
But you can't always add it if you don't have it with.
Cowboy boots, are they in?
Huge.
Huge, okay.
Oh, you know what? They've always been in.
Okay.
Always. And if you go on a trip, a lot of times you'll see in Mexico or different places, they'll have cowboy boots on with shorts.
Okay. Another question.
Another one.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Can scarves be too big?
On the person?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a personal thing.
The scarves, you know.
That's a personal thing.
You got one here in the studio.
Yeah, so that's...
Is that too big?
No.
Okay.
So that's one of my hottest scarves that you can get. It's the single where you just put it around your neck and it's there. You don't have to double wrap it. It's just there. And that's the kind of scarf that most women want. They don't want to have to do anything with it. They don't want to have to figure it out.
Okay.
But I also will take a lady that has a scarf on and comes in and I say, can I Monicanize it? So I might tie it in a double knot if it's a real silky one.
Yeah.
Because scarves, some women don't know how to tie them, so then they just leave them. And that's fine, too.
Okay.
But I like a little twist to it, you know?
So the scarf can be just huge, and it won't...
You know, that's... A woman is not... A little cute, little petite lady is probably not going to wear a big blanket scarf around her.
Right.
You know what I mean? But blanket scarves are huge again, too.
They
but
are.
Most of the time, the younger girls like them.
All right.
The, you know, the high schoolers and stuff, it almost looks like you put a blanket around
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no.
What else we got here in the studio? We got a couple minutes.
Yes. So then my vests have been huge. So, like, look at this little lacy vest that you can throw over this three-quarter sleeve. And this has a lacy black and white striped top. These are huge right now, vests.
The
lacy vest.
Lacy vest, yeah.
Yes, so you can put it with your jeans, you can put it with a dress pant, you can put it with a skirt, you can throw it over a dress.
That's a fairly long lacy vest.
It is. That's why everyone just loves them. These were hot last night, and then I had them in denim blue, but the ones that I took last night were, like, they went as quick as, yeah.
Okay.
And I kind of figured that, but, you know, that's why I loaded the vehicle up with everything, because I didn't know.
You got to get in the mic there, Monica.
Okay. I'm sorry. And so then these little jeans I got to show you that came in, they're the exposed hem.
Exposed? Oh, okay, yeah.
Everyone needs them because there's just a little destruction. And I got more sizes in those because they went quick. Plus denim jacket. I have a little denim jacket back there. And, you know, if ladies, there's just these basic things you need to have. Cute vests. And then that little acid wash cardigan, that charcoal gray one, you can throw that over anything and it matches.
I think everyone needs a denim jean jacket.
Definitely.
I need one.
Definitely. Well, I'll find you one, Paul. My husband even has one.
Oh, does he?
I love denim.
Right.
I just do. And then that little denim vest in the back there, Paul, has a gray velvet shirt.
Okay.
And I know, and I have ponchos, and I have just everything in for fall into fashion at Monica's. Come on over to Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Meander on in. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And you farming people, ladies and gentlemen, have a safe and happy harvest. And if you get a little rain and are bored, come on over.
That's right. And farmers, if it's raining, get off the combine, come into Monica's.
You got to have a break.
Buy a big gift certificate for your loved one.
Yes, a dark chocolate sea salt caramel, and these wives all need. Yeah, that's a good idea, Paul. They need a huge certificate from their man.
There you go. I've done that with the other.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for coming in and bringing the streets again, Monica. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
That's Monica with Fashionista Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone.